This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're launching into the second hour of the program. We've got more on the Venezuelan brown shirts, the discussion we never really had a chance to get into last night, and we've gotten a little deeper in tonight, which has been good. But we also talked about Bitcoin and cryptocurrency versus the fiat, the government currency. With you tonight, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. Victor is in New Jersey watching us on YouTube at cam.freetalklive.com. Hey, Victor.
Hi.
Hey.
So my I recently had been following up on this recent bill that was passed in to repeal quota and replace, which we know it didn't do, that was passed by the House. And Justin Amash, I know he's not a libertarian, but he claims to be by in some way, shape, or form, is trying to explain himself as to why he voted yes on it and, you know, buckled in without really looking, like, he didn't stick to his principles on the vote. But I wanted to know your thoughts on the idea of incrementalism. That's what he explained it as, that one step at a time, let's just take this as a win for liberty in just a little bit. And
so what does this thing do? What is this new Trump care or whatever the heck it is? What does it do? I've heard it, like, didn't they already stop the mandated payments or something like that before this thing even passed?
No longer fined for not having insurance, as I understand.
And that was just an executive administrative order, right? That wasn't they didn't pass that as a bill, did they?
Right.
Right. So what does this thing do? What is this Trump care, this America health care, whatever it's called? Do honestly, I haven't been following it.
Well, that's the thing. It has the controversy of the idea that it was taking away some of what Obamacare has put into place. More so than it doing anything new, it seems to just release a few of the restrictions on such as pre-existing conditions.
Meaning that the companies, health insurance companies, will not be required to give insurance to people with pre-existing conditions.
Right, and obviously there are some situations that are protected regardless, such as sexual history. 48 states out of 50 states have some sort of law barring against to use that as a reason to not provide insurance or not to reject somebody of your insurance. So there's been this Huffington Post article that went out recently that's saying along the lines, rape can now be considered a reason to deny someone coverage as a pre-existing condition. And obviously Reason Magazine released something saying, no, that's not the case. It's nothing like the sort. It's just as much as being a hangnail as being a reason to be rejected as a, as, you know, any other particular condition. But those are only two states, and surprisingly one of them is Bernie Sanders, Vermont, and the other, Idaho.
Right, so if all this does is chip away at the ACA, why is it unlibertarian to vote for it? If we were talking about a senator and we've already established that voting as a concept is okay,
I think Amash is a rep.
Why, or whatever he is, he's some sort of politician. So you're not attacking him for being a politician per se, you're just attacking him for this one vote. And why, if all this does is get rid of parts of a bad law, is that unlibertarian to vote for it?
I don't know if Victor was saying that it was.
Well, he said that he said that he backed on his principles or something like that.
That's what it sounds like to me. Go ahead, Victor.
Yeah, I would say that it's just, to me, you know, it seemed like, yeah, I guess it was a step in the right direction. And I've seen other libertarian friends of mine say that it is a step in the right direction. But, you know, maybe is it me just saying that I should expect more and being upset with more? I'm not so sure. Maybe it's more on my end than it is his.
Are you expecting more? Are you upset?
I would say that it's again a step in the right direction. But do I really want to say that I fully support or get behind these people who are partially going to cave in
Well, I see. I don't see that as caving in, because unless he wrote the bill, and I mean, I haven't read the bill, so
he can either vote for it or against
it. So on the assumption that it is an improvement, and I haven't read it, so I can't say that.
Right, because there could be things that are worse.
Yeah,
about
I mean,
we don't know.
It could be a trade-off for something else. I have no idea.
Right.
But on the assumption that it is a better situation, which seems to be the assumption you're making, if the Crips come to your house and say, "Hey, look, we've been robbing people once every other night. It's up to you. Do you want us to change to once every third night?" The answer to that question is yes.
Yeah.
Just because you are incapable of dissolving the Crips does not mean that you're supporting their robbery in any way by voting to have less of it.
I agree with you on this, Melody. I mean, this is welcome to politics. Politics is, they call it the art of compromise. It's not a very artistic thing at all. It's an ugly, ugly process that is brutally slow and difficult to affect any kind of change in any political system, especially in a place as entrenched as in its power as Washington, D.C. So any kind of step in the right direction, and I agree with Melody, there's probably something bad in this bill that we don't, you know, we haven't read it, so we don't know. But just taking it on its face, taking the claim that this is overall going to make a couple of changes that are good, and let's just say that's all it does, then yes, it's the right thing to do to vote for that. Because the other choice is to vote against it, which would keep the status quo. And so, you know, it's disappointing, it's political, it sucks, but that's politics. That's the whole process. And that's why what we need to have happen is for libertarians to move to New Hampshire, where they can get involved in the political process here, because we can actually make a difference here.
Yeah, but it is just as ugly here.
It's ugly here too, but it's not as bad.
The thing about politics is you're dealing with an armed gang. And when dealing with an armed gang, you're never going to get what you want.
No.
But if you can get something better than what you have, that's all there is to it. Like, I don't think that freedom comes from politics. I think politics is something you do to get more freedom today.
Politics follows slowly what people are sort of believing in and standing by. So, you know, look at the drug prohibition, for instance. I mean, the people have been against marijuana prohibition for a long time, and finally politics is kind of coming along. It's taken decades, but it's finally starting to happen.
I mean, politics will accomplish some good things. It's more like palliative care. You kind of use it because there's no cure. The state's not going to let itself be voted out of existence if we convert 52% of the people.
Well, the only cure would be to have a renaissance in thinking where people forget about the idea of the state and they ignore it. If enough people were to ignore the state, it would be done for at that point. But because so many people still believe in the state, it's not going anywhere anytime soon. And so while it exists, those of us who want to see freedom at some point in our lifetime, we have to get involved in it. But getting involved at the national level is just a total waste of time and effort, in my opinion.
Well, I mean, it depends on what your goal is. Palliative care at the national level, probably not useful at all. But if you're going to do something like Ron Paul did and use it, and I mean, I don't know how he could stomach this, but to use it as an educational tool, which he ended up doing successfully towards the end, I mean, that's valuable. You know, if somebody's going to hand you a platform, take it.
If
I don't know if that's the best use of your resources.
Yeah.
Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. Maybe it was the best use of his resources personally.
But
doing palliative care at a national level.
He's a fluke, though. Everything okay over there, Victor?
Yeah, sorry, I'm at the store.
Okay. Did you want to continue or did you want to check out?
Nope, that's it. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it.
Take care. Bye.
So, yeah, I mean, you got to get involved, unfortunately. Well,
you
don't have
Ron
to.
Paul's a fluke.
You can sit around. Meaning that he was one out of 400 and whatever it was, 535 of them. One out of those people, and he was principled. So, you know, that was what his value was talking about principle, being interviewed in the media.
Well, right, that's what I'm saying the value of holding office is. If you're on...
But it's way harder to get to where Ron Paul was than it is to, say, get elected to state rep in New Hampshire.
Right, and that's true, but if you have somebody who has that capability and they feel like that's their best use of resources, I'm not saying it is or it isn't.
Yeah.
The value in there is not that you can vote and just, you know, be the one dissenting vote in every congressional vote. The value is that you have a stage that you can talk to people from.
Presuming people are paying attention.
Well, and that's part of, and Ron Paul running of the deal.
Well, Ron Paul running for president put him on that stage greater than Ron Paul just being a U.S. representative.
Right, but it also gave him credibility when he ran for president.
That's true. The toll-free number here, 855-453.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-768-3138. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-768-3138. That's 1-800-768-3138.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily, and on average, see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines. For a healthier, much younger, better looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, dial in toll free, bring up anything you want. Our number here, 855-450-FREE. Well, we still have the brown shirts on the way here. We got to talk about that. Continue that discussion. You can bring up whatever you want, and you can join us on Skype as well at Skype username lrn.fm. Hey, if you are interested in sleeping better at night, you ought to check out MyPillow. Not my pillow. You don't get to have that because I love my pillow. I use it every night. Mark, you've got one as well.
It's great.
And you've been loving yours. We've had ours for about a year at this point, and it's been fantastic. It's a great pillow because it's designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. It is also washable. You can put it in the washer and the dryer, and I'll admit, I haven't done that yet. But they recommend doing it like once every three or four months. But it's still a great pillow, and I haven't washed it. You can go to MyPillow.com and use code FTL to get your MyPillow at half price. I did put it in the dryer. The first time, when you first get the MyPillow,
yep,
you're supposed to put it in the dryer to, like, activate it, and it poofs it all up because it comes, you know, smushed for the shipping process. And so I did do that. MyPillow.com.
You're also supposed to put your head on it right away so that you sort of shape it.
That doesn't make any sense because I reshape it constantly whenever, you know, like, if I want to bunch it up at night, I'll bunch it and then put my head down on it.
Different people are different. Yeah. I like mine to have a head shape in the middle.
Yeah, that's weird.
Okay. Well.
Anyway, MyPillow.com, use code FTL, but you do it how you want, okay? MyPillow is your pillow. MyPillow.com, code FTL. You get one at half off or more than one at half off. So two for the price of one if you want to look at it that way. And it's guaranteed for 10 years on its warranty. It also has a 60-day money-back guarantee. So if for some reason you don't like it, you know, not everything's right for everybody. But so far, everyone we've talked to has loved their MyPillow. Chris, our Thursday night co-host, has had one for years, he says, and other listeners on our AMP group have raved about it as well. So you go to MyPillow.com and use code FTL as we go to your calls and thoughts. Let's talk to Sarah. She's in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Melanie, and Mark. Hello, Sarah.
Yes, you know, the Councilor Trujillo on Santa Fe, he was the only one that opposed the sugar tax. So he's going to run for mayor, but if everybody runs out and votes him in because of he was against the sugar tax, well, he was the leading councilor that was pushing the speeding ban. So I wonder if the Santa Fe
the speeding van
ban.
Yeah, the speeding van.
Van, okay.
Yeah, well, the thing is that they're planning to get some in about 4 months. I misunderstood what was going on. They were in the process of getting speeding banned. But Mr. Trujillo, he is the one that's the one that's pushing the speeding ban. But also at the same time, he is against the soda tax. So, but see, but most people are just clueless. They have no idea what any candidates are doing. It turns out
that's
that
true.
Well, it's true. You know, it turns out, you know, they came out for the sugar tax, the one issue, mm-hmm. more than they came out for the mayor election.
Isn't that interesting? Why do you think that is, Sarah?
Well, the thing is, once again, nobody follows the candidate issue. Nobody knows what they're doing, and nobody cares.
But why do you think that is?
Well, I mean, they broke a record turnout with just one issue, but they never
okay.
turn out.
So I'm going to speculate as to why it is that more people came out for the sugar tax vote, which was that was it. It was about a week ago at this point, last Tuesday.
You're affecting their life.
Exactly. People know that it doesn't matter ultimately in the long run scheme of things who it is that gets to be mayor, because the government's going to get bigger and more intrusive no matter what jackball they put in the mayoral seats and all the city council seats. But they do know that this is something that they can tangibly affect. Do they want to have to pay more for the soda that they drink? Of course, most people don't want to do that. Thank goodness, at least in Santa Fe. Because I thought this was, you know, Santa Fe being kind of like a lefty town, as I understand it, I thought they were going to go for it. I mean, but I don't live there.
People don't want to actually pay for the thing, or not pay for the things they want, because you're not getting anything out of this. They don't want to pay for the things that they say that they support. So if they can see that it directs them directly affects them, sorry, then they'll come and be opposed to it. If it's something that kind of is behind the scenes and they can't see it directly in their face how it's affecting them, then they kind of don't bother.
Well, look at it. They're not going to come out for our mayor election or their Santa Fe mayor election. But see, most people do not know that Mr. Trujillo, he's the one that wants speeding bans. If they get him elected, they're going to have 30 speeding bans, and they're going to get mad afterwards. But whose fault was that? But the people don't think that mayor makes any difference. Like you said, the one before was just as corrupt as the one that you're going to elect.
Mm-hmm.
So people don't see any different kind of an issue. But there is a big issue because we might, here in Albuquerque on October 3rd, we might get a red light camera mayor. You never know. You know, people are fed up with...
Well, the red light cameras aren't going to go anywhere. I mean, those things are a big loser as far as liability and as far as, you know, all the statistics are against them. People are widely against red light cameras. I mean, if people catch wind that somebody supports red light cameras, they might turn out in that particular election as well. But
he might change his mind during the election or pretend
or
to.
Or after the fact or, yeah,
right,
whatever.
Yeah, or five times in between now and then.
What I'm saying is, if you say that I want a strict public safety mayor, he says I want a mayor that's going to clean up our city. I'm tired of burglars in my home, tired of my cars being stolen. And you know what? After he gets elected, guess what? He's going to clean up the traffic. The speeders, the speeding bans are going to be on. The red light cameras are going to be on. That's the way it works. But the thing is, I mean, he's not going to parade and push the red light cameras. But you know what? After you get that strict public safety mayor elected, he will be, you could push him. If you say we need cameras, he'll go for it. And we'll
he'll ignore all the actual crime because that's dangerous and there's no revenue in it.
Right. And Sarah, and by the way, I don't know... I didn't talk about this when it happened because I actually was off the show for a couple of nights. Mark, you were on that Wednesday night show with Joelle. Did you guys cover the soda ban on that Wednesday show?
I don't think
so. So we didn't really get into it. We were talking about the night of the vote. It was, according to ABC News, 11,533 votes against the soda tax. And 83, did I say soda ban earlier? I'm sorry. It was the soda tax. 8,382 votes in favor. So just about almost 60% of the voters there came out and voted against, or 60% of those who did vote voted against this soda/sugary drinks tax. So what a pleasant surprise to see some sort of nanny state tax like this go down in flames. And Sarah, thank you for the call tonight. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. How much money was
hard for Sarah? She's never seen a government program.
Yeah, I mean, a 10% swing, that's kind of a really close margin. The only margin I remember closer than that was one time we were in law school watching the election when California had recreational on the ballot.
Hmm.
And because of the time frame, we actually got kicked out of the lobby of the law school because they were closing. But they lost that by like a couple of percent. They ran out of ballots. Actually, so many people showed up.
The vote was also close on legalization in Maine. It was like 53% that voted for that, too. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. But a solid margin for the loss on the soda tax, I would say, there in Santa Fe. So kudos to those who turned out. It's Free Talk Live.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free and take control of the airwaves here. Our toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We were on the break there. We were talking about the kind of, I don't know what the right term for it is, like fan army names?
Fandoms?
Fandoms. The sort of terms that are come up with by the talk show hosts out there for their fanatics. So, like with Rush Limbaugh, they got the Ditto Heads. With Ed Schultz, it's the Ed Heads. With, you said, Glenn Beck, it's the Sick Freaks. With
Sean Hannity, they call him a great American when they call in.
What are the Sean Hannity fans called, though?
I don't know.
There needs to be a list out there of these things. I bet you there is. I bet you someone on the internet has come up with...
probably a Wikipedia page.
Yeah.
Names of fandoms.
Someone has come up with names for the fans of these talk show hosts. And it's just such a weird, creepy kind of cult vibe. And what prompted the discussion was Callan Diggs is in the studio from Reaching the Finish Line. And we were talking about that with him, sort of talking about, actually I forget where I was going to go with that, but anyway, we're talking about these talk show hosts and how everybody who calls these other shows almost always agrees. So like they, frequently they'll only take calls from people who agree with them. And if you disagree, you're probably not going to get on the air. And that led to me bringing up the whole Ditto Heads thing. And then, we were trying to think up some of the names of these things. Very frequently, they're military sounding names. I don't remember what most of the other ones are, the lesser known talk show hosts out there. But whenever I hear them, it's always like militia or
those things that you're supposed to have as a radio talk show host. So you got to have a sign off.
A following of robots?
Well, you have to have a name for your P1s, essentially.
P1 is a radio term for fanatical listeners.
Yeah, I'd like to call ours P1s.
We don't have a name like that for ours, and I don't want that because it's weird.
We could call them P1s, though.
No.
No, that's weird. That's like the bad parts of being famous.
Yeah.
Like, and that's weird.
You also have to have, like, the radio send-off. Like, every great radio host has a send-off. Let's say you, or I'll give you the last word, or whatever it is.
Uh-huh.
You know, the hosts always have some kind of, signature byline thing that they use. And we don't have that on Free Talk Live either.
Yeah, because we're an open phone show where you can call in about anything you want. Take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we want to hear from people who don't agree, because that makes for more interesting conversation, to hear opinions that we don't necessarily share, so we can, experience new ideas or old ideas that, want to hear again.
Recycle some dull old idea. Call in about, feudal lordship and why you support me.
I'm on a Facebook page like that. It's probably dead by now, but it was a joke. And just any idea you can justify.
There was a Facebook page that I liked, which was sort of, the Thin Red Line or something, supporting why we support our British troops. I loved it. Because what it showed to me, what it was trying to demonstrate, was that, government officials are government officials, and it doesn't matter which government they work for. And at one point in the United States, people so thoroughly questioned their government that they were willing to shoot them center of mass. And, it shows that you're sick and tired of government, right?
Let's go to Mark. He's in Utah. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Melody, and a different Mark. Hello, Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Today I want to talk about Rand Paul. He wrote a letter to President Trump saying that an anonymous source told him, or alleged to him, that his name and names of other members of Congress were unmasked in intelligence reports during the Obama administration. And so he's asking for President Trump to sort of set the record straight, because it's not just Rand Paul and it's not just Donald Trump, but it's a number of other members of Congress. And so I just thought that was an interesting story that Rand Paul would release this information. So what do you guys think about that?
I don't know enough about it. So Rand Paul saying that the Phibbies were investigating him, and he wants to know more?
Yeah, he was. Yeah, that's basically what it is. He didn't reveal who his source was, but he did write a letter. And it's actually, and I'm on Zero Hedge, and it's actually got a copy of notes to Trump. And so I thought it was particularly interesting. Maybe it's not a topic there or a subject that you guys have read about or heard about yet.
I have a subject on Zero Hedge. When the world's economy finally does fall apart, Zero Hedge will have predicted it, because they have.
That's
predicted
what they always do.
Every single month for forever.
that is true. Yeah.
To me, that kind of just sounds like Rand Paul, clickbait. And maybe that's just because I don't like Rand Paul, but. So he's saying that he has a source who is able and willing to tell him that he was the focus of an investigation, or the focus of, a watching, but not able to tell him anything else, and that he thinks he'll know more if he asks nicely. That doesn't make any sense to me. I kind of think people should walk around with the assumption that they're being watched, especially if they're public figures, and especially if they're political public figures.
Mm-hmm.
A political meaning, congressmen. Not, people who talk, not like us, but...
Oh, we're being watched.
Well, yes, we're being watched. Everyone should assume that. But, I always kind of thought it would be fun to look through my file, but they're not going to give you your file. Like, I'm not sure what he...
You can do a FOIA request.
Yeah, and they're going to tell you that it doesn't exist, even if it does.
Some people have gotten some information. I mean, some of it might be redacted, so you may not get the whole file.
But... I mean, if I just want, a black piece of paper, I guess I can do a FOIA request for my NSA file. But, it's not going to accomplish anything other than you getting attention for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people know about the NSA, so that's done. It just seems like Rand Paul wanting attention. I mean, I'm sure he has an NSA file. I'm sure that a lot of people have an NSA file. I just, Like, does he think that they're going to... I mean, this...
Why do you
this
hate Rand Paul, Melanie?
What?
Why do you hate Rand Paul so much?
Because he pretends to be a libertarian.
No, he doesn't.
I've never heard him say libertarian.
He's a Republican.
He's... You know what? Rand Paul scares me.
Why?
Because your parents can be Ron Paul, and I forgot his wife's name, but they're like super... You know, hardcore Rose? Anarchists who did a lot of activism for anarchy, and then your child can end up being Rand Paul.
I see what
you're
saying.
And that is really scary to me.
Yeah. The apple did fall far from the tree, and Rand Paul is a huge disappointment. But every now and then he does something right up there in Congress. He probably does something right a little more often than everybody else in Congress, but that ain't saying much.
I think Rand Paul is attempting to do what has the same goals his father did.
Could fool me.
He is trying to work within the system, as it were. And, you know,
so that means compromising his principles?
The system has fail safes in order to crush you if you want freedom. The system is not about freedom. If you want freedom, it's going to suck your soul.
Ron Paul worked within the system. And managed to stay principled and ran for president and actually stuck through the primaries instead of dropping out like a wussy.
Ron Paul got elected, and that's all he did within the system.
He got elected like a dozen times, and he got into the debate.
Passed a bill. Never co-signed a bill that passed. Never successfully did anything.
He successfully spread the ideas of liberty farther and wider than his son could ever dream to do.
Why would his son bother trying to do that if that has already been done? Why would his son not try to?
It's not done.
Because it's, I mean, we haven't
ongoing process.
Your job. The entire planet yet, so it's not done. Ron Paul did a lot of work. He's not finished.
Rand Paul has not done the work that Ian wants him to do. And
I don't care about Rand Paul.
Apparently,
I didn't bring him up.
Opinion on Rand Paul.
Because he ran for president, and people were talking about how great and pro-liberty he was, and I was saying, no, he's not. That's all. He's not. Go ahead, Mark. Anything else you want to share?
No, not really.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. You know, people wanted people like me to get on board with this guy. And I'm not going to get on board with somebody.
No, why would I support a GOP member? Right. Like, just to support a GOP member.
I would have supported Ron Paul because he's principled and talks about, you know, freedom and makes it understandable for people and has recruited countless people into this movement and has led them to become principled voluntarist folks.
Yeah.
More coming up here. Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com recently reported Bitcoin transaction fees have increased by more than 1,200% since 2015. To many Bitcoin proponents, the current fee market is moving way too fast, making Bitcoin unusable for certain transactions. The fee market and slow confirmation times have also increased the tension concerning the block size debate. However, if there are wallets with low amounts of Bitcoin that can't cover the fees, they become virtually unspendable. Learn more at news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Join us toll-free. Our number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And joining you tonight in the studio in beautiful Keene, New Hampshire, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us on the air. You can bring up anything that's on your mind. 855-450-3733. Skype into the show at Skype username lrn.fm. Coming up, more of the armed thugs in the streets of Venezuela versus the protesters. We'll talk about what, where they come from, a little bit more about those Venezuelan brown shirts or the equivalent of that in Venezuela today. In moments, we continue that discussion. Also, you can bring up anything that you want. I was super excited today to find an email from Save It Purse. Of course, we've talked a lot about SaveItPurse.com and how you can go there and you can save easily 20% or more. Or less. You decide what discount you want.
You can save less if you want.
You can save up to 33%. And the higher the discount, the longer it might take to get your purchase made for you. Because what you're doing is you're putting things on a wish list, and then you're inserting that into SaveItPurse.com. You select your discount, and then it goes up into a marketplace of people who essentially want to buy it for you because they want to get your Bitcoin. That's the key with SaveItPurse. You can't use dollars. You can't use the Federal Reserve note. You can't use fiat currency, as we were talking about earlier tonight. You can only use cryptocurrency. You can use Bitcoin or some of the competitors to Bitcoin through their Shapeshift.io integration. And you can use it to save big time on your purchases at Amazon. In fact, I've got something up there right now at, I think, 28% off. I'm actually ordering packing materials so I can sell things on Save It Purse. We've got the Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree DVDs up there. And that's why I was saying I was excited about, because the first order for a Bitcoin order for Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree came in last night, and I got it this morning and popped it in a bubble envelope and sent it out today.
The only thing I have, the only thought that bubbles up when you say that is that you're disparaging the advertising here on Free Talk Live. I'm able to sell bottle after bottle after bottle of Whole Food Multi.
Nobody wants to buy a DVD,
through
Mark.
SimplifyMySupplements.com. But you're like, hey, I've been advertising this this movie I produced like 5 years ago for night after night after night. It's like I talk about it incessantly about this footage from 2000. 2000- 2012, and finally somebody purchased
somebody
one.
Finally got it. Yeah,
you, that does not speak
I'm
highly
super excited.
Of the
well,
advertising.
I mean, if you use an up-to-date medium, I think is the problem. I mean,
DVD is a 20-year-old technology. You know,
the computer I bought doesn't have a DVD player in it.
I'm just saying that, you know, like here, Free Talk Live is an ad venue, and when you talk about it in that capacity, you know, not everybody necessarily knows that, you know.
Mark, how else am I supposed to let people know that there's a DVD of Victimless Crime to be available for Bitcoin?
By saying that?
Just don't say, I just sold my first one.
Well, I'm excited about it because I've never sold anything on SaveItPurse.com before, and this is my first time doing the Save It Purse merchant thing, because, again, you can get things there that are not through Amazon. So anybody who has something to sell. Purse is trying to compete with eBay, basically, and they've got lower rates as far as, you know, what you have to pay them to list your items and things like that. And so I'm experimenting with that, and I was really happy to actually see what the process was like to be a seller. So now I know what it's like to go through that. So I won't do it every time, Mark. I just was talking about it tonight because I've now sold something at SaveItPurse.com. I've been a buyer at SaveItPurse.com forever. I've been, you know, for 2 years, I've been buying things through that website, and now I've sold my first item, so very
Thank
excited
goodness.
About that. So if you want to get your copy of Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, you can go to bitcoin.victimlesscrimespree.com, or you can just search for it at saveitpurse.com. It's $9 plus a little bit for shipping, and $9 worth of Bitcoin, of course, because you can't buy it with credit card or with PayPal yet, but that's coming. We're going to have an eBay listing up soon, probably sometime this week, likely. So for those of you who still want to get old media like DVDs, because some people still do have DVD players, like anybody with you know, PlayStation, for instance, you can still play DVDs in those things. And you know, DVDs are still fairly prolific out there. They're just falling off in popularity. They're just not what they used to be. Because a lot of people are on the Netflix and all that, but we can't get on Netflix, you know? It's not easy to do that. You can't just call up somebody at Netflix and say, hey, I'd like you to add my movie. Doesn't work that way. So, victimlesscrimespree.com or go to bitcoin.victimlesscrimespree.com. Let's go to Ralph in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ralph.
I'd like to talk about the election in France and how El Negro Animal has influenced that election by endorsing, you know.
Can you please call him Barack Obama?
Emmanuel Macaroni.
Can you please call him Barack Obama so everybody knows who you're talking about?
I really can't, because the man is a wild individual.
How about you just say Barack Obama the animal, okay, or something like that. That way people who are listening for the first time tonight...
Don't say the animal. Say the animal.
Wait, yeah. So are you admitting that he's the only one because calling him an animal isn't distinguishing enough to know who he is?
No, he will never admit that.
At the very least, Miss Thing, you know, and I'm talking to, you know, to Miss Thing here, right? You're keeping it real. You're not Rachel Dolezal, at the very least. That much I can say about you. Okay. Now, that being said...
Is that a compliment?
Okay. Oh, it is. As a matter of fact, it has to be taken as such. And the next thing I want to talk about is the attack of this historical landmark in New Orleans. Okay. As you very well know, Mark, okay, we talk about the Democratic plantation. You can get any perfect example of a Democratic plantation than New Orleans. You got the white guilty on one hand, and then the black victims.
The black what?
Victims.
Victims.
Okay.
Victims.
Right.
Yeah. A lot of them are victims of NOPD.
and you know, you have, and you know, they exploit the emotion and passion of black by pointing out, this is historical landmark, we shall declare this a racist, it goes back to the era.
Is that your black guy impression?
I wish you'd use that voice all the time, because I understand
a little
better.
Whatever you take that as being, but nevertheless, what I'm trying to say here is this. Okay?
Waiting with bated breath.
Wait no more. You made it wait. What I'm trying to say here is, yeah, you have in the white guilty pushing their agenda of black victimhood, okay, and stirring up the emotion and passion. And now we see mayhem and chaos all over the city of New Orleans over this. Now, I understand perfectly well that human bondage of slavery is an ugly chapter in the history of our country. That I get, okay?
Okay, but so you're not in favor of slavery.
I'm not, no.
You're not.
Of course not.
All right, because we finally agree on something.
Right, but let me say this. When I heard Raymond Arroyo on the Laura Ingraham program today, and Raymond is a native of New Orleans, okay, say something about the cause of racism in this country is slavery, it looks like blacks cannot be racist. This is not a one-way deal, people. Wake up already. You got David Horowitz on another radio program, the Bailey Cunningham program, saying black racism is rearing its ugly head in this America right now.
Of course there are black racists. There are racists of all types.
So let's call them out. So let's call them out once and for all.
I got better things to do than call people out as being racist. We've got all kinds of interesting things to talk about. You know,
I mean,
that to me is not interesting radio.
Yeah, the last thing I want to talk about is the amount of melanin in someone's skin. If I'm talking about serious stuff, I don't mind joking with my friends about particular ethnicities or whatever that might be. If that's the joking that you like, then let's go for it. But as far as sort of real stuff, there's white racists, there's black racists, and I hope not to deal with most of them most of the time. I'd like to avoid that.
Thank you for the call tonight, Ralph. Appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We have a limited amount of time on the radio, and I don't think any of us care enough about race to make it a front-and-center issue here.
So, slavery and its relationship to Jim Crow laws and the way blacks are treated in this country is, it's certainly there. It's incorporated. One of the ways that indentured servitude was done away with in this country before black slavery was done away with. And at that time, you have a couple...
If you think that it was even done away with...
Well, chattel slavery...
If you read the 13th Amendment, there's some debate there.
Well, I understand that citizenship is a form of slavery, but I'm talking about somebody with a lash, making you pick of produce. That's a different form of slavery than I care to be
involved
in. Right,
but the 13th Amendment didn't abolish slavery. It monopolized it.
855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. You need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing, and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.